orange and yellow leaves paint the trees across land that's been in Walter Littlemoon's Lakota family for generations. It's a quiet, peaceful place that reminds him of his childhood.
My memories of growing up was mostly around my mother. Those were good memories. They were fond memories. And, you know, we weren't punished. We weren't treated mean in any way.
But everything changed when Walter Littlemoon was 5 years old. Then, like tens of thousands of other Native American children, he was required to go to boarding school.
The only thing I remember was my mother being there in a strange-looking car. And it had one of those little badges on the side. It says U.S. government. A little small one. And I don't know what they told my mother, but she was crying. And then she told me that I had to go with them. She talked to me in Lakota. And that was it. And
that had been it for Native American children since 1879, when the first government boarding school was founded in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It was the brainchild of Captain Richard Pratt, a U.S. Army officer, who said, quote, "All the Indian there is in the race should be dead. Kill the Indian in him and save the man," end quote. That internal killing began, says Walter Littlemoon, at age 5.
Nobody was smiling. I can remember that. There was a lot of crying. There was a lot of, children weren't running.
Instead, they were marching everywhere they went in a column of twos. Native American children in boarding schools wore uniforms. They had their hair cut very short, which is a violation of most traditional Native American beliefs. Littlemoon says they were also forbidden to speak their language.
The word education there is something that my mother had agreed to, but that isn't what we got. It was almost like a re-education camp where we were supposed to be turned into something else that we weren't. So we were always called being uncivilized. We were savages. We couldn't learn. And so they had to do these things this way in order for us to learn.
Littlemoon says that included a variety of punishments for everything from not shining your shoes to being overheard speaking Lakota.
They beat you with like a carriage whip, flexible end on it. Hit you on the legs, and then there was a shorter, like a little shorter whip, and they used that on your back or your shoulders. And the third one was what we call the ape stick, a boat paddle with holes drilled in it.
The children were also disciplined by being made to kneel on pencils. After 4 years of this abuse, Littlemoon ran away, for the first time. Each subsequent escape saw him picked up at home and returned to school. Once, when Littlemoon was 10, he was brought to the Pine Ridge Tribal Jail instead and locked up there. Even that, says Littlemoon, just made him learn better ways to survive.
It was just a struggle on a daily basis, a struggle to be a human being, but we weren't treated that way.
Walter Littlemoon attended two different boarding schools on the Pine Ridge Reservation. His last 2 years of education were spent at the Wounded Knee Community One-Room Schoolhouse, which Littlemoon describes as a pleasant change from his past experiences. Even his time served on the front lines in Vietnam doesn't bother Littlemoon as much as his boarding school memories. That's because Littlemoon has been diagnosed with complex post-traumatic stress disorder. The condition comes as a result of suffering abuse for months or years, and particularly impacts children whose personalities are still forming during the abuse. Los Angeles filmmaker Jonathan Skernick produced The Thick Dark Fog, which explores Little Moon's story and the boarding school system. Skernick is currently in the process of creating a visual history archive of Native American boarding school survivors that would mirror the Shoah Foundation's Holocaust work. Skernick says telling Native Americans to just get past their boarding school experiences is like telling African Americans to forget about slavery, or Jewish people to get over the Holocaust.
This is a trauma that lasted for over 100 years in this country, resulted in a devastating ongoing trauma for Native people, like loss of language, loss of culture, loss of intercommunal ties. This is something that's going to take generations to heal.
And for Native Americans, like Walter Littlemoon, the healing process is only beginning. 60 years after leaving the boarding school system. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent on the Pine Ridge Reservation.